Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Prison Letters of Nelson Mandela, edited by Sam Fenter, foreword by Zamaswazi Dlamini Mandela, narrated by Atandwa Kani. Foreword. By the time I was born, my grandfather had already been in prison for 17 years. In a letter to my grandmother, Winnie Madikizela Mandela, shortly after his 62nd birthday, he lists the people that he has received telegrams and cards from, including my aunt Zinzi and my sister Zaziwe and me, and the people he's expecting and hoping to hear from. So far, I have received not a single one of the multitude that friends have sent from all over the world, he jokes. Nevertheless, it is very comforting to know that so many friends still think of us after so many years. It's one of many examples in this book that shows how communication from the outside world bolstered him through his 27 years in prison, and just how much he yearned for those letters. During his incarceration, my grandfather wrote many hundreds of letters. The selection that appears in this book intimately acquaints readers not only with Nelson Mandela, the political activist and prisoner, but with Nelson Mandela, the lawyer, father, husband, uncle, and friend, and illustrates how lengthy incarceration, far away from everyday life, impeded him in carrying out these roles. It revisits a very dark time in South Africa's history where those caught opposing the apartheid government system to oppress an entire race of people endured terrible punishments. Through his letters, he documents the ongoing persecution of my grandmother and provides insight into what it must have been like for his children, Tembi, Makgato, Makaziwe, Zenani, and Zinzi, to have an absent father they could barely communicate with.